This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. Petition seeks Cheyenne vote on 3,460-acre Microsoft data center annexation. The Cheyenne City Council passed Ordinance No. 4687 on a 6-3 vote on July 13, 2026, bringing about 3,460 acres of the Highlands property into the city for a Microsoft data center campus. Organizer M. Lee Hazenhauer says the volunteers are working toward 3,000 legible signatures from voters registered inside Cheyenne city limits by Friday, August 7. Cheyenne, Wyoming. A referendum petition circulating in Cheyenne would send the largest annexation in the city's history to a public vote in November. It targets Ordinance No. 4687, which brought roughly 3,460 acres of the Highlands property into the city, so Microsoft can connect a planned data center campus to city utilities, and which the City of Cheyenne Council passed 6-3 on July 13, 2026, after a 5-hour hearing. Because the measure would overturn a city ordinance, only voters registered inside Cheyenne city limits may sign it. Under Wyoming Statute 2223-1005, a city ordinance goes to a referendum vote if a petition signed by 10% of the city's registered electors reaches the municipal clerk within 20 days of the ordinance's first publication after adoption. Organizers put that at roughly 2,700 names, a figure they calculate from turnout in the 2024 city election. Once the clerk certifies a petition, the ordinance is suspended, and under Wyoming Statute 2223-1007, the council must then repeal it or send it to voters. Emily Hazenhauer, a former Laramie County Commissioner running again in the August 18th Republican primary, gave the drive's operative date to KGAB on July 18th. "We have until August 7th to get 3,000 good signatures that are legible," Hazenhauer said, adding that the volunteers were aiming well past that at 7,000. The council had already turned down a broader pause, defeating a 12-month moratorium on new data center development, 8-1 on second reading on May 26, 2026, with sponsor Councilor Mark Moody, the only vote in favor, Cap City News reported. Moody, Lawrence Wolf, and Pete Laybourne cast the 3 dissenting votes on the annexation itself. July 13, Oil City News reported. Microsoft bought the tract from the family of U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis. Organizer Catherine McAdams, a retired Cheyenne educator, told the Wyoming Tribune Eagle that the drive aims at this one ordinance and that she and the other volunteers are not trying to block whatever data centers come after it. Cheyenne Leads, the economic development corporation that recruits these projects, updated its itemized list on August 4, 2026, identifying 25 data center locations in Cheyenne and Laramie County, 10 current, 5 under construction, and 10 planned. Leeds counts by location, since one campus may hold several buildings. Laramie County Commissioners approved a project of their own in January 2026, voting unanimously for Project Jade, a 1.8-gigawatt data center campus paired with a Tallgrass Energy Partners natural gas power plant, Wyofile reported. Crusoe, the company originally partnered on it, has since left. The fight is part of a national pattern, since at least 8 Colorado local governments restricted new data centers during 2026. Trent Loss, a 6th-generation Nebraska rancher, spent last weekend in Laramie County and told The Kim Monson Show that the water issue, Kim, is the underlying thought or conversation no matter where I go. He urged listeners to sign the city petition, saying that, "If you're listening in Laramie County and you've not signed the petition that's circulating, which is due by Friday, you need to sign that." On Horse Creek Road, Loss said, he found wells drilled 1,000 feet down. "In that Horse Creek Road area, and I can speak to that area because now I've gathered a lot of information, they're going 1,000 feet deep to get a water well," Loss said. "Households pair those wells with storage," he said, "because they have to have a cistern to pump the water into, so that filling a stock tank still leaves water for the house. The question," he said, "is becoming a serious situation and not getting proper attention. Groundwater in that part of the county is a regulated resource. The Laramie County Control Area was created in 1981 over a dropping water table, and it lets the Wyoming State Engineer restrict new water development to protect existing rights holders, Wildfile has reported. Horse Creek Basin makes up its northern quarter, and the basin's lower half is classified as a long-term groundwater conservation area, according to a March 2016 report to the county commissioners. Monitoring wells in the county have shown declining levels for decades, Cowboy State Daily reported in May. The city's wastewater system has already registered a data center incident. The Cheyenne Board of Public Utilities, or BOPU, traced a bacterium in its reclamation network to the data center company Goat Systems, LLC, and paused data center discharges citywide, Cap City News reported on July 2. The Kim Monson Newsroom has covered the rare bacterium in Cheyenne's reuse water. Kim Monson, the show's host, put the water question in terms of property rights. If somebody sells their property, creates a development, and that development depletes the water and the wells of the people already there, that is an assault upon their property rights, Monson said. Loss also raised carbon dioxide. If you live in Laramie County and you don't know the massive amount of CO2 that they're currently injecting underneath your feet, you should start asking questions, he said. Tallgrass converted its Trailblazer natural gas pipeline into an approximately 400-mile CO2 line, and Pipeline and Gas Journal reported in November 2025 that ADM and Tallgrass had begun sending captured CO2 from Columbus, Nebraska, to the Eastern Wyoming Sequestration Hub. The EPA approved a monitoring plan for the hub's Juniper I-1 facility near Carpenter in April 2025. And now, Kim's perspective. Somebody who bought a place on Horse Creek Road 20 years ago and drilled a well has a property right in that water, and it is every bit as real as the right of the neighbor who sold 3,460 acres to Microsoft. We talk about property rights constantly on this show, and they usually get discussed as the right to sell, which is only half of the picture. When a development draws an aquifer down until the wells around it go dry, the people already living there have had something taken from them, and nobody voted on that, and nobody paid them for it. The council made this call on a 6-3 vote, and residents are now spending their week on street corners collecting signatures to get the decision back. Whatever Cheyenne voters decide in November, the deciding ought to be theirs. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.